With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A group representing evangelical Christians is urging the Trump administration to reconsider its refugee policy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The National Association of Evangelicals is expressing dismay over the administration's announcement to admit only 7,500 refugees next year. That's down from 125,000 in the previous year. The group is urging Trump officials to reconsider the decision, describing the U.S. refugee resettlement program as a lifeline for those fleeing persecution. NAE's president says in the past, the United States has been a beacon of safety and freedom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate's first weekend session since the shutdown began has yielded few signs of progress. Senate Majority Leader John Thune's wish for a quick vote never materialized yesterday. The impasse has lasted nearly 40 days and is taking an increasing toll on the country. The FDA is cracking down on websites that sell unapproved Botox for cosmetic purposes.
Botox is a diluted, purified form of one of the most toxic substances in the world. In rare cases, the toxin can spread beyond the injection site to other parts of the body, paralyzing or weakening muscles needed for breathing and swallowing. The FDA says patients should only receive the drugs from health professionals who are licensed and trained to administer them, and urges anyone experiencing signs of botulism to seek immediate medical care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Aviation officials ordering McDonnell Douglas MD-11 planes not to be flown until they can be inspected. This follows the deadly crash at a UPS Global Aviation hub in Kentucky that killed 14 people last week. This is SRN News. A network of abortion clinics in Maine is shutting down because of the Trump administration's cuts to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics in the state and receives about $1.9 million in Medicaid reimbursements per year. The network fought the halting of the Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback in August when a federal judge ruled against restoring funding during the network's ongoing lawsuit against the Trump administration. The network appealed to a higher court, and that legal fight is still going on, but for the moment it will close its doors. For the first time ever, People magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor John Bailey has been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey, who has spoken openly about his being gay, is the founder of the Shameless Fund, which promotes the LGBT agenda. People is following in the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines, relentlessly pushing the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The NCAA has revoked the eligibility of six more college basketball players.
The NCAA has revoked the eligibility of six men's college basketball players for allegations of sports betting in three separate cases at New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions released findings Friday from an investigation that concluded the players manipulated their performances to lose games, not cover betting lines, ensure certain prop bets were reached, or provided information that enabled others to do so during the 2024-25 regular season. Ron Taylor reporting.
The White House says it would be, quote, beautiful to name the new stadium for Washington's NFL team after President Trump. The remarks on Saturday came following an ESPN report that an intermediary has told the Commanders ownership group that the president would like the stadium to bear his name. Mr. Trump could deliver that message when he watches the Commanders play the Lions today. This is SRN News.